No stranger to our airwaves, of course, our friends back in Imperial, 102.9 KEDL, Bryn McNair, Chase County High School, and Regis University. How are you?
Good. It's a hot one outside today.
No kidding. I see you guys. Is every member of the family over here?
Just about, I would say. We got even the cousin's family down here because of Ava, so.
Is that Mally over there?
Yeah.
It is. I should have got her over here, too.
I know, right? Could have had both of us.
You betcha. Regis University, you got into a little track mode this year, didn't you?
Yeah, yep. It was kind of like a spur of the moment thing where my roommate was going to decide to do track at Regis and she was going to throw a jab, Lindsay Kier from Goodland, yeah. And then I was like, you know what, I'll be there with you, I'll do it too. So hopped in and high jumped a little bit, but...
Just high jump.
They could not talk me into a 400.
They tried.
They tried, and they even put me in a 200 one time, and I was like, I just don't have the right shoes for it. I got high jump spikes. I can't do it.
That was the excuse, huh? I don't have running shoes. I got high jump shoes. I don't have running shoes.
Yep, that's exactly what I said. I was like, shoot. Too, like, tough luck.
So what'd you do? What was your highest you went?
I did 5.5, like... at least four times, but even with Regis, they didn't have a high jump pit or even like any facility to do anything. So I practiced maybe like once a week on a high jump pit. So did as good as I could do. And then also Troy Hawks will help me with all of that. So
you bet. You can always rely on your coach back home to kind of give you some pointers and tips.
And Troy knows so much about high jump. So it was kind of natural to just text and be like, what is wrong with my step? Mm-hmm. What is wrong with this? Where is my peak supposed to be at? And this, like, all that. So,
are you going to do it again next year?
Regis went through a lot of budget cuts in, I want to say, March. And so they cut 70% of all of the budgets there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was rough. And so then a lot of my team transferred out. A lot of all the sports teams actually transferred out. So now I'm heading to Kearney.
Wow, I didn't know.
Yeah.
A scoop right here.
Yep. So I'm going to go to Kearney this coming fall, and then they might get a beach team. So we'll see if track falls into that mix, if I can juggle all of that. So, yeah.
Did this shock everybody, or did everybody kind of hear about it and see it coming with
Regis? No one saw it coming, actually. We all were about to sign leases on houses next year, and we were just all, like, happy. We went to... where was it? I think it was Wyoming. We played Kearney and Wyoming. And all just happy and everything. And then we got the news that the budget cuts came out of nowhere. And then our assistant coach left too. So it was just... it was a tough couple of weeks, but it figured itself out. So
UNK, was there any other schools you're kind of thinking about going to?
I mean, I've talked to Rick... this is the third time now that I've talked to him. And every single time I'm like, no, I can't go. I'm... going to Regis, or I'm going to Omaha. And so when he emailed me, he was like, guess third time's the charm. And so I was like, you're right. And he was really the only school that I was looking at. I wasn't really interested in talking to more schools other than Kearney. So
Now you got Coach Bonzel down there. He's probably going to try to talk in the field with you now.
One of the first things that Rick asked me, he was like, is your sister hopping in the portal to play basketball? And I was like, I don't think that she will. Yeah. She really likes it at Briarcliff, so.
And had a great season this
past
year.
Great season, yeah. So proud of her for that.
No question about it. So you went through a couple of spring matches with Regis, or no spring?
Yes, I went through a spring with Regis.
So this just happened not too long ago, correct?
It was like March, right after we got back from spring break.
Wow. Yeah. Unreal.
I know.
So what are you doing? I guess, what are you doing in the summertime then?
I work at the hospital now, so I got my hands full. We're helping at the beverage barn with Mally and Landry, and then also got a little one chasing her around everywhere. Loves the pool, loves to be outside and swing, so I got to put in my fair share to be the favorite aunt. So.
There you go. Exactly right. And mom and dad aren't coaching next year for the first time in a long time.
Mm-hmm. I think they're really excited to just chase us all around. Right. So. I mean, it's going to be easier now that I'm on the way to Briarcliff instead of on the opposite direction. But it makes it easier that they won't have to take a couple flights to come see Mally. So
you're right in the middle now because Landry will be here.
Yep.
You're at UNK and Mally's at Briarcliff.
Yes.
You're right in the smack dab in the middle.
I'm so excited that Landry's coming here, too. It's a very full circle moment. Like, with the whole JUCO thing that's going on, I feel like that's the smartest option for any athlete, honestly.
How do you like? You watched the first match and everything. They kind of went right past them.
It looked like they had a lot of good like team chemistry already within 2 days.
Yeah.
So it's fun watching them play. Landry's a pretty good player, and all these athletes are pretty up there. So.
You had a chance to get out here and like Friday or Thursday, Friday, and work out and play some ball, didn't you? I heard about that.
Yeah. Landry texted me and was like, "You want to come to open gym?" And I was like, why not? I don't got anything else going on. So I took a couple trips down here. My grandma moved down here, so I got to see her and then my two little cousins. So just got to hang out in McCook for a couple days.
There you go. Play a little volleyball and just go out and show the younger kids how it's done, right?
Yeah. I mean, they gave me a run for my money. I was like, holy crap, I haven't played volleyball in 2 months. And I was like, They got me a good workout in, so.
Good. Well, you and Kay, as you well know, what a program they've been going through and everything. So you're going to be right in the mix and competing for playing time with a bunch of others.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I mean, I feel like I've grown enough this year at Regis, especially being smarter as a outside and everything, and now I can finally play defense better than what I used to do. So I'm ready to compete and work for my spot, so, yeah.
When you had to head back and get ready for the fall season, when?
August. Would be August 11th is when I have to report, and then first practice is August 15th. So
in the meantime, you got to keep yourself in shape.
Oh, yeah. They've been sending out some workouts, and, I mean, I've worked out every single summer, so it's nothing new, that I won't do, so.
Right. Because Coach Squires, when the time comes, when that first fall camp date comes around, I'm sure he doesn't hold back on anybody.
Oh, no, no. I've heard he's a pretty tough coach, but, I mean, it doesn't scare me. I've had a lot of coaches that have had a lot of tough love, and I'm honestly ready for it. Like, I mean, I don't know.
And everything as far as your academics, everything goes transferred to UNK really well.
Yes, that was the first thing that we talked about, and I said, if we're going to do this, my credits have to transfer over pretty nicely, or else if I get pushed back another year, I don't know if I'll do it.
Right.
So it worked out very well. I have a lot of high school friends that are up there, and they were like, we need a roommate, and I was like, perfect, I'll just hop in there. So
all the Chiefs County boys are going there. I mean, Easton is transferring over there. Thomas Reeves, Nicole Clevenger, Tristan Jablonski just signed. So, wow.
I just think all of Chase County's there at this point.
No question about it.
Yeah.
Well, Coach Bonzel, he loves those Chiefs County kids. Formerly being Ogallala, he knows what it's all about over there.
Exactly. Easton, I heard the news about Easton when I was going through the transferring process, and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know if he enjoyed Concordia, but he ran very, very well there. Well. So.
Thank you so much for coming over.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
I'll let you watch sister and cousin playing this last one. Hopefully they'll get to go home 2-0 and happy for the weekend, huh?
Oh, yeah. And then we'll have them duel against Olivia. So
that's right. Oh, that's right. Uh-huh. That's right. It's a bragging rights.
Yeah.
Bragging rights.
What is that called? It's like,
I don't know if they had a bet with each other, like, if I win, you got to do something for me or something for sure.
Yeah, you got to buy the, I don't know, slushies or something.
Buy me a lunch or something like that.
Yeah, right.
Thanks again, Brent.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Take care, okay?